News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
We begin with Iran and the peace talks that are due to kick off tomorrow. It looks at this point that they may be one-sided peace talks because Iran has yet to confirm whether or not it will be sending a party to negotiate with the US team led by Vice President J.D. Vance. Mark Weiss is with us. He's Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Mark, is this political theatre on the part of Iran, or is there a real chance that talks won't happen?
Good morning. I think there is a real chance that the talks won't happen. We assume that they will take place probably tomorrow, but we can't be certain of this. And this is partially because of a flurry of contradictory messages from both sides. So it's very difficult to know exactly where we stand. And the important thing to remember is that even if the talks do resume tomorrow, it's far from a done deal. As far as we know, there are no agreements on any of the most contentious outstanding issues. What will happen to the enriched uranium that is in Iran? Will Iran have the right to continue to enrich more uranium? What happens to Iran's ballistic missile production? The support for Iranian proxies throughout the Middle East? And, of course, passage through the Strait of Hormuz? As far as we know, there are no agreements on any of these issues. So great uncertainty around the entire process.
Mark, you say there are no agreements around any of those issues. From a layman's analysis, just looking at the initial talks, it would appear there wasn't much even in the way of initial progress in any of those. There wasn't much movement in those 21 hours of talks that did take place, was there?
It's difficult to know exactly what happened behind closed doors because, as I said before, there are contradictory messages from both sides throughout the day. I think it's important to bear in mind two factors underlying the whole process here, if you like, two major obstacles. The first of all is that there is a total lack of trust between the two sides. And this is mutual. And secondly, there are major differences within the Iranian regime between two camps, the hardliners led by the IRGC, the Revolutionary Guards, and the more moderate, if you like, political leadership. Now, the fact that the supreme leader Khamenei was killed right at the beginning of the war and replaced by his son, Mojtaba Khamenei, is another problem because the old supreme leader used to be the mediating factor between these two camps, and that helped the decision-making process. The new leader has been badly injured, is barely a factor, and this is leading to chaos within the Iranian decision-making process. So it's very difficult to know who we are negotiating with on the Iranian side, and if indeed decisions can be made.
So, Mark, does that mean then that when the Americans laud what they regard as regime change, they have actually managed to install a more complex and challenging regime from their perspective?
Or even, if you want to be pessimistic, a more hardline regime? The American claim of regime change is a cop-out, of course. There was no regime change, just a different type, a different personnel leading the regime. And according to many Iran analysts, as I said, more hardline, which would make a potential deal even more difficult to achieve.
What then about the Strait of Hormuz, where so much attention is focused? We saw that Iranian cargo ship fired upon and then seized, but Lloyd's is reporting on the site that monitors traffic through the strait that some ships are getting through the American blockade.
We have two separate blockades, if you like. We have the Iranian blockade. They insist that any ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz do so only with Iranian approval via a designated channel agreed to by Iran. In response to this, what the US termed piracy on international waters, and it is a form of piracy, it's a form of international blackmail, if you like, because the ships passing through the Iranian channel have to pay a fee to the Iranians in order to pass through. In response to that, President Trump announced a total blockade on all Iranian ports, blocking anything coming in and anything coming out. So there is very little traffic at the moment passing through. And President Trump says the US naval blockade will remain in place until there is an agreement.
Mark, thank you very much. Mark Wise, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times there. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.